Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
And welcome to another weekend. How you doing? I'm Frank Rush. Good to have you along as we kind of get you caught up on some of the things that could be taking advantage of you out there. We're talking scams. Tim Maniscalco with the Better Business Bureau of Indiana joins us today. Tim, how you doing?
Fantastic. How about yourself, Frank?
Not so bad. Of course, we're getting closer to the holidays, which means there's more scamsters out there, it seems like. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but it seems like that we have more scams and more people trying to take advantage of you during the holidays, I guess. Am I right on that, or is it just all the time?
No, you are right. There's a couple of things that the scammers really are targeting in this time of year. Charity giving is one, and then there's just a lot of fake websites out there. So people know, or the scammers know, that people are spending money and that they're in a good mood to, you know, be charitable, and scammers will take advantage of that. So, no, it definitely is an increase and, you know, some different focus also.
And with the holidays, of course, everybody's in more and more of a rush, as if we aren't already crammed for time. And so sometimes maybe you're a little less likely to pay attention like you should.
Yeah, we find that also is that people, like you say, are in a rush. They don't necessarily have their minds on, you know, cybersecurity and scams and those types of things. So, yeah, the scammers know that, and they want to take advantage of that.
The Better Business Bureau's got a five-step plan, method, class. I know we're all familiar with these five-step programs. You've got your own five-step program when it comes to cybersecurity, right? Tim, hi, I'm a person who's victim of cybersecurity, so what do I do?
Well, you know, it's one of these things, I hate to say this, but it's not if with a lot of people, but it's when. You know, something's going to happen to your computer, your iPhone, whatever you might have. So here's just a couple of things that you should really be cognizant of and doing all the time and sort of running these through, you know, this five-step plan. First off, you need to identify really what are your key technologies, what information do you have. Bottom line is, let's say your computer, you know, you dropped your computer or somebody you know, did something to it. What is it that you would need in terms of your hardware and as well as your information that, you know, you would have to rebuild or get access to that would really cause you problems? So inventory, what's the hardware stuff you have and what's the information stuff that's really going to ruin your life, so to speak, if you can't get access to it?
Wow. Yeah, that could be a lot of stuff.
Well, you know, we put so much stuff on our computer nowadays that, you know, you really need to understand where that is, and if something happens to your computer, how can you retrieve it? And if you can't retrieve it, figure out a way where you can retrieve it, whether it's up on the cloud, whether you back it up on something else. But you know, you need to know that because, hey, we're so dependent on these devices now. Mm. And then you need to protect what needs to be protected. Basically, put measures in place that it's going to make it difficult for people to get into your computer to steal your data, those types of things. There's lots of different devices out there, but just spend a little bit of money and put some protection on there. Detect. Make certain that you have measures in place that are going to alarm you and alert you when something does happen. A good one of these that a lot of people don't realize is, like, banks have a lot of protection out there for your accounts. If you get a call or if you get an email or something from your bank, make certain that you pay attention to that, as well as, you know, if something comes up on some of your devices that you've got to protect yourself, you know, if an alert comes up, pay attention to that. If something does happen, have some sort of response plan in place. So you've got to respond to make certain that, hey, let's not panic. I know what needs to be protected. I know now that something's happened, so here's the plan that I've got in place in order to recover that and recover that as soon as I can. And then just know kind of what it is, where you need to be to, quote, be back to normal. So we call that the recovery step. You know, what is it that at what level do I need to be functioning, so to speak, so that I'm, you know, pretty much recovered from whatever happened to me? You probably aren't going to be able to get, you know, every single piece of data or get back everything that you want. But, you know, if you've got those sensitive pieces of data that you can retrieve, hey, you're going to be back running and everything will be fine. And usually that doesn't take too long. if you've put this plan in place.
You and I have talked before about ways people can stay safe. I know if folks go to the BBB website, you guys have some tips and clues on there too. If folks want to read up, right?
Right, absolutely. We've got all this posted on our website, absolutely.
Which is?
BBB.org, all free to the public. You can go there. You can check out what scams are going on in your area. Just click on the Scam Tracker button, scamtracker.org. Once again, all free to the public, BBB.org or scamtracker.org.
And if you've got a very low financial literacy grade, you could certainly make yourself much more vulnerable to becoming a victim to these scam artists that are out there.
Yeah, here's what we did. BBB went to our Scam Tracker website, and then we interviewed 1,000 people that had reported scams on that website and tried to understand what were the things in common that people had who got scammed. And we came up with a couple of things. Number one, like you said, if you're not particularly savvy on financial literacy and things like that, you're probably going to have a better chance of being scammed. Number two, people who, I'm going to say, are living alone or don't have somebody to kind of talk about, you know, when some incredible offer comes or there's a scam, people, if they've got a spouse or someone that they're living with or someone that they can talk to about that, because, you know, we can all kind of talk ourselves into a bad idea a lot of times if we don't have someone to kind of set us straight. So that's a big one. And then the other thing that we found is that social media, that people fall a lot more for social media scams than they do for phone call scams or email scams. Now, those are still places where people are vulnerable, but it's really social media where people get caught. So the types of people who get caught are the people who, you know, number one, don't have a lot of schooling and financial literacy. If you're kind of by yourself and you don't talk to other people before you do something, push a button, make a deal, whatever it might be. And if you fall for a lot of these scams on social media. So those are really the things that we found in common with people who get scammed.
Wow. And of course, nowadays we've talked about too, there's plenty of ways for you to get scammed. So make sure you keep your eyes open and pay close attention. You know, we talk about scams. There's another one out there now. It's kind of like a hoax. You know, hey, great, I got an email or a phone call that I've got a bunch of rewards I need to claim. And well, maybe you do, maybe you don't.
Yeah. Somebody is going to send you an email, something in the mail, or maybe on social media, that you've got a reward card, and it's going to be for Walmart or Target or, you know, some well-known retailer out there. But in order to get that card, they're going to need some personal information from you. So once again, they're going to ask a lot of personal information. And then there may even be some small charge to get that particular card, you know, cover mailing costs or some sort of administrative fee. So bottom line here is these people want, number one, your personal information, number two, your credit card. You didn't get any free card from Walmart or Target or some other, you know, big retailer out there. They're just out there to get your personal information, your credit card, and they're going to charge you some money. No card is ever going to come. And, you know, once they've got your credit card information, that's very valuable not only to charge things, but people sell that information. So, you start giving people a lot of personal information or your credit card, that is that's just making you vulnerable. So there is no free card out there. If Walmart or Target or somebody wants to give you something free, you know, they're not going to charge you for it. They're going to make certain that you come in the store and use that card and hopefully buy something else. But, you know, they aren't going to just magically give you $100 card and start charging you some sort of administration fee or mailing fee for it.
The important thing is to remember exactly what is the definition of the word free. And that
there,
means,
there you go. There you go.
Means,
yeah, you,
no gotta, money.
Yeah. If you gotta buy something,
it ain't free.
That doesn't meet the definition of free.
Yeah, and usually in a case like that, you have to do something to instigate your eligibility for a prize of some kind. You have to sign up for something, or you have to check a box that says, yes, I want to be registered to win this. I mean, usually, only in rare cases, are you ever entered into a contest without your knowledge?
Exactly. No, you're exactly right, Frank. You know, stores just don't randomly, you know, give out $100 gift cards to anybody that, you know, is on a mailing list or something like that. You're right. It's a contest or it's some sort of, you know, maybe points that you've accumulated or something like that. Yeah, you usually know, you know, hey, I got this because I did X, whatever that might be.
Yeah, and they tell you about it because they're, I mean, let's face it, they're not doing it just because they're nice, because they aren't. They want to persuade you to spend more or be loyal to that business, so that way they reward you with a contest prize. So it's not just going to happen out of the blue. You're going to have to do something to accept being enrolled into something like that.
Right? Exactly. Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, if you're in Vegas and you're a high roller, and they comp your room. Well, there's a reason they comp your room, because, you know, you're spending a lot of money at the tables, right?
And, yeah.
And it's not necessarily a free room.
And they want you to hang out longer and lose more money.
Right. Yeah. Right. It's kind of that deal. They say it's a free room, but, you know, how much money did you spend down at the table? Well, I can guarantee you the casino knows that.
Proving once again, there is nothing in life that is free. There,
except BBB advice, that's free.
Well, that's true too, yeah. Okay, you know, with the holidays right around the corner, as has been the case now for probably about, what, the past 10, 15 years, tech is big on the gift list, and lots of folks will be buying gadgets and electronic devices and stuff as gifts. And, of course, we also know that nowadays, too, when folks are out shopping for gifts for others, they oftentimes buy themselves something along the way, too.
Yes.
So if you get some kind of new gadget, device, something like that, a lot of times, because of the wireless technology and the world that we live in, you have to activate it. And there are scams out there, even when it comes to that.
Yeah, and here's how this deal works. You know, let's say you get something new, you know, Alexa or some sort of device like that, and you've got to activate that, you've got to register it. Well, what the scammers are doing now is they will go on the internet, they will get their phone number or their website listed first, and it looks like it's a legitimate phone number, it looks like it's for Alexa or Roku or one of those devices. So you're going to contact that 800 number, or you're going to get on that website, and all of a sudden they're going to say, oh, gee, there's a new policy now to register your product or to activate your product. There's a small fee here that you have to pay. Well, number one, you know, if you bought the device, they're not going to charge you more to activate it or to get it going or to register it. You know, you've already paid for all that when you did the initial purchase. They want you to get on the device and start using it as soon as possible. It's in their best interest for you to use that device. As soon as you get it, they aren't there to you know, collect more money from you. So this is a deal where it looks like you're on the right website. It looks like you've called the right number, the customer service number, and all of a sudden you've got to pay some extra fees here. So just be very, very careful when you are activating these devices that you don't fall into one of these traps, that you don't call the wrong number, get on the wrong website, and start giving people money that, number one, you don't owe them, and number two, you aren't going to get your device activated.
Yeah, and you know what, really, to activate, that's pretty much all up front, because if you can't activate it, then it's worthless, and you basically spend a lot of money on a doorstop, and so that's really not how this works. Yeah. They want you to be able to use it. And now, and with that said, though, don't be surprised, depending upon what kind of device it is that you've got, that they may want you to upgrade to a nicer, higher, bigger, better, badder plan or whatever that goes along with the gadget that you've got. So don't be surprised on that. But you shouldn't have to pay them to turn it on, you know, once you get it, because that should all be disclosed up front, and B, again, like you said, they want you to use it, so that way you'll hopefully rack up a bigger bill.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. They want you to use it, but that's a good point, Frank, is that they may have different, you know, levels of programs that you can use, and, you know, each level is going to cost a different amount of money, and depending on what you need and how you're going to use it, you know, you might have to choose whatever program fits you best, but to get the device going, so to speak, to activate it. No, you don't have to pay for that. They want you to activate that thing as soon as possible.
Yeah, well, we'd certainly hope so. Yeah. I tell you, it's that time of year where you got to be careful out there, not only with gifts that you're buying, too, but I know you guys keep track of charities, too, because everybody wants you to give money to charity. It's the time of year to collect for good causes. Not that there aren't good causes out there, because there are a lot of them, but you need to be careful exactly who you are giving what to.
Yeah, you really do. You know, we do see, I think, really two things with regard to charity. Number one, fake websites that look like the real one. You know, you can go out there and steal anybody's logo and anybody's, you know, sort of web page of how it looks and make it look very, very real so that you're giving to the charity that you think is a well-known, legitimate charity, and it's not. And then we just get a lot of what I'm going to call heart-wrenching sort of sob stories that people will either tell you in an email or call you on the phone and, you know, boy, this particular charity really needs money. They're really pulling at your heartstrings. And, you know, people I think are a little maybe more generous and maybe a little weaker, let's just put it that way, this time of year, and they might fall for something like that. So watch out for that. One of the best websites to go to is the BBB website for charity. It's called give.org, G-I-V-E. give.org, and you can check out charities that are accredited by Better Business Bureau.
And of course, if you're looking for scams and all that kind of stuff, if you know of a scam and you want to report it, or if you just want to check up and see if there's any scams in your area, Scam Tracker is a great way to go, and you guys have the link to that on your website too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You can go directly to scamtracker.org, or you can go to bbb.org, go to the top of the page, click on Scam Tracker. What will happen is a map of the United States will come up. You can hone right into your particular area, so you can get right into Brazil or Terre Haute or wherever you might be, and there'll be little dots on there. And then if you click on those, you can read exactly what the scam is, if they lost any money, you know, what the MO, so to speak, of the scammer was. And, you know, the scammers, a lot of times what they'll do is they'll take a particular region or geography and kind of work that geography until they get found out. So the quicker that you know of a scam that's in your area and you can report that to us, and you can report that on Scam Tracker, just go up to the top and click on the report a scam button. It'll take you probably 5-10 minutes, but you will be helping everyone else out by reporting that scam, because my goal is I want everybody to know about the scams that are going on in their area, because that way the scammers figure that they have gotten found out and they're going to go someplace else.
Tim Maniscalco with the Better Business Bureau. Again, folks, say, look, if you get taken advantage of and you haven't done anything to try to protect yourself, I don't want to say it's your own fault, but hey, you know. So one way you can protect yourself, though, check out the BBB, their website, Scam Tracker, and also report if you know of a scam. Tim, thanks for being with us again this month, and we'll talk to you again here real soon before the holidays get up on top of us, and we'll see you again next weekend.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.